The surveys and the meetings coordinated by Representative Paul Seaton of Homer are a smaller cog in a statewide effort. Jenny Martin, spokesperson for Representative Seaton, says the idea was sparked at Governor Bill Walker's June Sustainable Future Conference in Fairbanks.
Everyone was encouraged to go back to their districts and their communities to have that same conversation about revenue options and the future of our state financial system.
Seaton's office worked with the Walker administration to enlist State Revenue Commissioner Randall Hoffbeck as a guest speaker. Hoffbeck says the state will see annual deficits near $3 billion unless there are cuts to state programs and unless revenue loss to plummeting oil prices is replaced.
That's what it was last year. That's what it is this year. And unless some dramatic changes are made, that's what it's going to be going forward until we essentially run out of money. And then we have to make changes because we wouldn't have the money to support the budget.
This summer, state lawmakers voted to make up for fiscal year 2016's budget shortfall by drawing funds from reserves. But eventually, Alaska's savings will run out. There is a long list of actions the state can take to generate funds, but some are less agreeable than others. To capture residents' feelings toward each option, Seaton's office first posted a survey online that is based on a model posted to the governor's website.
You can actually go in and try to balance the budget yourself. In that model, there is a description and listing of all the different revenue options and what they are and what they could mean.
A few of the more self-explanatory revenue options mentioned in the survey were a state income tax, a capital gains tax, a school tax, a state sales tax, and a state property tax. Also included were questions on more complex issues like gross value reduction, separate accounting for oil and gas companies, a state share of permanent fund revenues, and capping the permanent fund dividend. According to the initial results, 162 people responded to at least one of the survey's 32 questions. Seaton's office also conducted live surveys during both town halls to get Homer and Ninilchik-specific answers.
For example, in the Homer area, 65% of the people that attended were interested in having an income tax. And 30-some percent were interested in a long-term capital gains tax.
19 people participated at the Ninilchik meeting, and 81 participated in Homer. Jean Parker attended the Homer meeting. She's grateful for Hoffbeck and Seaton's explanations on the looming budget gap and the potential revenue options.
It's way easier for me to have somebody present it like that in an understandable way than to try and read about it or other ways.
Parker supported reinstating a state income tax, increasing tax rates on mining and oil companies, and capping the PFD. Jenny Martin with Representative Seaton's office says the online survey will be closed at the end of September, at which point responses from it and the surveys conducted in Ninilchik and Homer will be combined.
Representative Seaton is going to use that to help him when he goes back to Juneau to support different revenue options. Some of these suggestions may be ones that he might be willing to introduce, or it might be better coming from a different committee.
Seaton's office has already shared their results with the Department of Revenue and the Governor's Office. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.